Hey, this is Dudes Ripping Brews, and this is Jim. On this episode of Dudes Ripping Brews, we talk about a great American beer taste test to see if everybody on the podcast can figure out which beer is which in terms of the top American lagers. We talk a little bit about a bet that's made on that as well, and you have to tune in to see who wins that bet. We also talk a little bit about homebrews, and then lastly, we talk a little bit about weird movies that Jim likes. Tune in to find out.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third
person? Yeah, I was thinking that too. Weirdo.
Yeah. Well, I did. I guess I just did. So.
Weird guy, weird movies. All right, I like it.
All right. Send us emails or movie suggestions at dudesrippinbrews@gmail.com. Hello, and welcome to Dudes Ripping Brews. I'm Tim. I'm your host. I have Marius here.
Hi, Tim.
I have Jim here.
So,
just like the normal crew, you know?
That's right. Now, I do have an announcement to make.
Oh, right off the bat?
Yeah.
Just jump right into it.
It's not going to be much of an announcement to you guys, but to everybody listening, hopefully, it'll make their experience listening to this podcast a little bit better. I have a cloth mask on now, so... I don't know if you can hear my beard hair scratching all over.
Yeah. Was it not an announcement to us because we've seen you for the last 15 minutes?
Right, you can see my face right
there. Gotcha.
So that should be nice, less static from my beard.
I actually went back and listened to it. I didn't really hear it.
Oh. I could hear it in person.
Yeah, I could too.
Well, you can hear it over your headphones or...
Yeah, I think it was over my headphones, so you would think that it would be on the recording.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. I was like doing the editing and stuff.
You were drunk.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to do something that we kind of did in the past.
Kind of.
We are going to taste the most popular, commercial beers, and we're going to try to guess which one is which.
And rank them.
Now... what we're actually going to try to do is discuss what our ideas of that beer is today. So we'll just try to describe our characteristics of what we think those taste like right now. And then, obviously, if we get them wrong, then we don't know shit.
Yeah, face on you.
Right, exactly.
But let me clarify a little bit. So you said the most popular commercial beers.
Yes.
But really, we're doing normal American lagers. So not the light version of American.
The heavy boys.
Heavy, quote unquote heavy ones. So we're talking about things like Busch, Budweiser, Coors Banquet, dogs. Alright.
Banquet, Bud, Busch, and High Life.
And High Life, right. So not the light ones. And I think we picked that just because you guys are big like heavy craft beer drinkers, you know?
Love them.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to see if we can tell the difference, and then we're also going to rank them too.
I also, before we even start that, because that's going to be in the second segment, I want to say that if you are a craft beer drinker and you say that light American lagers are gross or commercial beers are gross, you're just an ass.
I agree, because they're fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Drinkable.
They're
awesome.
They're good, and I still enjoy them quite often, even though 80% of the beer I drink is craft. I still love a good yellow beer.
Actually, Tim, I would say that quantity-wise, I probably drink more lagers. But I usually will drink 12 of them in a sitting compared to 2 IPAs in a sitting. You know, and so like quantity-wise, I probably drink more lagers. But like percentage of days of the year, I drink way more craft beer.
So that's an average night for you? 12
Well, on the weekend, you know, you don't? You don't drink 10 to 12?
Yeah, totally.
Tim?
I wouldn't say 10 to 12. That's like a...
You don't, on the weekends, in the summertime, you don't drink a 12-pack in a day?
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that there are not many days that I have done that, but I wouldn't say that that is like the typical Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's usually like 8 to 10.
You get my drift, though.
I do. I do get your drift.
Mm-hmm.
I talked a lot about this with you, Tim, just how great a High Life looks
in
a bottle, you know.
It's
clear, so it's awful for the beer, but you can see the beer.
And it always sweats.
Yeah.
It looks way better than it tastes, because High Life sucks.
I hope that Jim ranks it number one, so man.
It won't happen. It won't
keep
happen.
My fingers crossed.
It
so
won't happen.
One of the reasons why we decided to do this again is because about 2.5 years ago, right when we started the podcast, we did this. We had a little bit of a twist on it. It was for St. Patrick's Day, and we dyed the beer green.
That's right.
And we did the best.
But that was light beers, too.
It was light beers. But we dyed the beer green, and we tried to guess what the best green beer was. And, you know, I'll speak for myself. I thought that I was going to destroy this contest. We did 5 beers. I guessed 0 right. Actually, I may have gotten 1. I don't remember.
Pathetic.
It was bad. To be fair, and I know I'm putting like a little asterisk next to it, but some people, so everybody had to bring 1 beer, and some of them were very different temperatures. Some of them tasted disgusting when normally it's a beer that I like, and vice versa.
Yeah, see, that's not fair. You can't compare a warm bush to a cold bud. You just can't do it. How do you taste the difference?
Yeah, no. They should be the same temperature, for sure. Yeah.
So, we have a very controlled experiment today. They are all at the same temperature. They are all in cans.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, now...
Well, Tim claims that he can taste the difference between a High Life can and a High Life bottle.
Well, right. So Tim claims that High Life is way better out of a bottle. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, putting beer in a clear bottle, specifically for High Life, is going to impact that beer. And so I don't think it would be fair to judge a High Life that was in a glass bottle compared to a Busch that's just been in a can all its life,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
I know, I'm looking forward to it. Marius, before we get started, though, you were basically running your mouth saying I'm not going to get a single one of them right.
Okay.
You want to put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's the bet?
I don't know. See, I don't know. Like, you.
I got a good bet.
Right.
I got a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
Loser bongs a beer.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, how does Jim lose?
He doesn't. He guess no. You said that he doesn't get any.
Okay.
So you lose if he guesses 1, and he loses if he gets 0.
Okay.
You take that bet.
Yeah. Let's make it interesting. All
right. Perfect.
I feel like that's
perfect.
Fair. You know.
Perfect.
I think you're gonna, you know, mix them around a little bit. You'll get 0.
All right. This is great. Now, if I get 2 right, do you bong 2 beers?
I certainly don't. All
right, so what if I get... How about this? We'll take that bet, but if I get all 4 right, will you bong 2 beers?
Yes. I got a tall can of Pabst downstairs you can shotgun.
Shotgun or bong?
I hate shotgun.
Your choice.
Bong's way better, I gotta say.
All right, so you'll do that then?
No, I will.
If I get all 4 of them...
No.
All right, well, you do the one-on-one.
Wow.
Plus.
Wow. Okay, well, why don't you get it right first?
You're a baby bitch, man.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I thought for sure you'd take that.
You're running your mouth, and then when you're going to be getting 0 of them,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to be running that mouth anymore, you know?
I'm hoping this beer that Tim is sharing right now doesn't fuck with all of our taste buds, because it's way different than what we're about to drink.
This is great. I mean... We drank zombie dust. We drank some New England IPA, and now we're drinking like a peach pie sour, whatever the fuck it is. You guys aren't gonna be able to tell shit.
Yeah,
should have a cup of water next to our tasting glasses.
Yeah. I got one.
Taste that and see if it makes any difference.
I bet that tastes like nothing too.
You want to read?
Right?
You want to read what that is?
Yeah, this is very interesting. Boulevard and Rheingeist collaboration called Crust. Fall, it's a peach berry pie sour, and it tastes a lot like peach berry pie.
I totally agree. This is really good.
It's great.
There's lactose in this, right?
There has to be.
It doesn't say that it has lactose, but it probably does. It just says Imperial Berliner Weiss Ale with peach, blackberry, blueberry, and other natural flavors. It doesn't say anything about lactose.
It's sweet.
It is very sweet.
But it's not thick. Like, I would expect it with lactose to be a little unlike... Because it's got a really thin body.
If it has lactose, does it have to say lactose for the lactose intolerant?
Perhaps. perhaps.
Ooh, I don't know the answer to that.
It doesn't say lactose, but I kind of agree.
It probably doesn't need to.
I don't know. What if you were lactose intolerant and you drank a beer that had lactose in it?
Well, I guess I don't really know. I just don't know if, like, you know, cans are regulated, just like something approved by the FDA. I don't know. Maybe.
Actually, you don't even have to put nutrition info on there.
Yeah, I've actually heard that beer is not monitored by the FDA because apparently there's no bacteria that can grow in beer that's harmful to humans.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't monitor beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
I don't know if that's actually true, but I've heard that.
Right. That kind of makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It could be right. Yeah.
Delicious beer, though, Tim. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Those two breweries are pretty damn solid. We know Rheingeist, right? Because you live not that far away.
And we've been there. And
yeah.
I'm actually drinking a Rheingeist beer on the side.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm also pretty familiar with Boulevard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been out. I haven't been to the brewery, but I've been out there.
Yeah, cool.
And I tried a bunch of their beers when I was there. I just, like, picked up a mix your own six or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and had them. And then I've also had, you know, the Tank 7 is obviously, it's like one of the biggest saisons, and it's really solid. So how do you pass up a Boulevard and Rheingeist collaboration, right?
True, yeah. Can looks kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to get the show on the road?
I think so. I'm really looking forward to watching Marius bong a beer after this is all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to rip some brews.
Yeah, I guess I am. So are there any rules that we need to set for this? So let's just go over the beers that we're going to drink, right? It's going to be Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Busch.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy. What you would get in a Gold Top usually? Or
it's not in Gold Tops anymore. It hasn't been for many years.
Yeah,
disappointing because it was cool and we used to call them Gold Tops. And now it's like you can't really call them that anymore.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. And then there's Coors Banquet beer, and then High Life. Yeah. So that's the four beers we're gonna try.
So before we go any further, which one is your guys' favorite right now?
Busch.
Hmm. I drink more High Life than anything else.
I would say Busch is my favorite, but in the summer, a High Life bottle is mind blowing.
I don't like the skunky taste of Miller High Life, which is weird because I love skunky stuff like Corona and Heineken and Stella. But specifically, Miller High Life has this, like, weird, almost biscuity. I don't even know how to describe it. It just has this little funk, weird taste that I don't like. I like Busch the best because, to me, it is the most clean-tasting lager,
mm-hmm.
and the price point is pretty good. Budweiser's
sure
a little too sweet, so
yeah.
That's usually why I stay away from Bud. And to be honest, I don't know why I don't drink a lot of Coors. It tastes fine. It's just not what I buy.
Yeah.
You guys?
I like their packaging.
They do.
Me too.
Gold,
they do.
The skinny gold. Can.
Well, yeah. So I think, does Banquet beer come in skinnies?
It's not like super skinny like a Red Bull can, but it's like, it's a different shape than most cans, I think.
It is?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I don't buy it.
Am
that.
I crazy?
Well, Coors Light is, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Coors Light is, but I don't think the regular one is.
Banquet comes in stubby bottles, and the cans are all yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree with most of what Jim said. I think Busch tastes almost like nothing, which is really good when you're crushing beers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bud's solid, a little sweet. Can't drink more than a few. I love High Life, but does have a funky taste that I actually really like, but hate in a can, and I don't know why.
So how many of you guys think you're going to get right?
At least one. At least one.
I think that I will be able to tell Busch and High Life, and then Budweiser and Coors. I don't drink them enough to know them positively, but I'm pretty confident I'm going to get Busch and High Life.
Nice.
So two. I think I'll get two.
Nice. I think I'll get two as well, but, I mean, realistically, I've done this before, and I know it's way harder than you think.
Yeah, it's not easy.
How many do you think you're going to get?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a say. I'll say one.
Okay.
You're just going to have a random guest that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah.
You're just going to write Coors for all of them.
Yes,
that's what I'm
going to
do.
Guarantee.
That was my.
I love that.
The way I was going to win.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get one right.
This is how I win.
Uh-huh.
What if we did like the Seinfeld treatment with the Twix lineup or the candy bar lineup and we did all of them the same?
Yeah. That'd be funny. They were all Budweiser.
And Jim guessed Coors for all of them, and none of them actually were.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I like that.
That'd be pretty funny.
They're all Twix!
Yeah, that fat dude's just chomping them down.
Yeah. Hey, look, free candy bars.
All right, so we got to take a break, and then Ashley's going to pour these for us, right, Tim?
Yep.
All right, so when we come back, we'll have four cups in front of us, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys ready?
This is great.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. We have our beers in front of us. We had Ashley go in the other room and pour them. She has the key.
That's right.
She's hiding the key.
I am.
Now, you know, thank you, Ashley, for pouring the beers. This is very nice. We have them all lined up here. But, Jim, what do you think, what would you say the chances of collusion are here between Tim and Ashley? You know, maybe they have a secret signal, you know? Like, she's going to point up when it's high life.
This is valid. I think that it's definitely possible. Maybe even before this started, he said, make Bush number one, high life number two.
Oh, that's right. They agreed to the
right.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's
right.
So simple.
Right.
Okay.
There was no collusion.
Or was there?
If you get them all right, I'm calling collusion.
There was no collusion.
Can we get to this side? These beers are staring me in the face.
Yeah, you want to slurp them?
Yeah, I want to slurp some of these beers.
All right. Well, yeah, we should start with number one.
Yeah, see
what we think.
So one thing is that Jim noted as soon as they were coming in is number one has a different color than all the other ones, right?
And yeah, it's got that funky smell.
Maybe it has a different color.
It could be the glass.
Yeah, it's a little bit of thicker glass.
It's a thick boy.
Yeah. It's a little round, you know?
Rotund?
Yes.
That's Miller High Life. I'm pretty confident. It's either High Life or Coors, and I'm only saying it's either those two because I'm not familiar with Coors that much. It's definitely not Bud or Bush.
I actually don't think that's High Life.
That's High Life. Alright, I'm going to continue. I'm going into number two.
Interesting. I get on the first one, I get almost like a little bit of apple on it.
Yeah, I'm getting apple too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we don't really know when these beers were made, if, you know, one is
number
six
two's
months
Bush.
Older. I can't wait for you to
get. So, Jim, as soon as number two came in, because she brought them in one at a time, he said that is, like, the clearest beer of all time. And I said, it's probably Bush. And he said, Bush ain't that clear.
Actually, I think number three is Bush.
Did you try it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're like, rapid-firing. Why do you think they are the way that they are?
The last one's Budweiser.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back to the number two. All right. I already got my answers, guys.
Write them down.
Yeah. Write them down.
I'm still sipping number two.
I'm gonna text Ashley. Okay.
Oh yeah. Actually, that's a good idea. We'll all text you, and then you tell us how many we got right. How about that?
Yeah. I'm gonna take this.
I will say, two and three are pretty similar. And you know what's actually interesting? I thought I'd be able to tell which one is Budweiser pretty easily, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Did you try number four?
I just tried number four. Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm still on number three. I think number three is Coors.
Okay.
It tastes thicker than the other two. It tastes thicker than number one and number two.
Do you think that thickness is something you'll find in a Coors?
More so than the other two, I would say. Yes. I would also say that Budweiser would taste a little thicker than the other two. That's just my honesty, my belief, and like that's always been like my, I don't know, preconceived notion of those two beers,
mm-hmm.
that they're a little heavier. And if I'm wrong, then I'm a dumbass, right?
I'm pretty confident I got all four of mine right, just so you guys know.
Yeah,
now I'm just going to listen to you guys talk about them and drink what's left, because there's a lot of beer in front of me.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Man, these beers will make you do that. So let's throw a hypothetical out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you guys love drinking Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if, you know, after this blind taste test, not only do you not get Bush right, but you also rank it the last in terms of preference. Will that sway you? Will that sway your drinking habits?
Probably not.
No, it won't. But here's the thing. I'm pretty confident that I got it right. Number two and number three taste the most similar. And
I agree with you, Jim.
I think Coors is number two, and number three is Busch. Now, because they taste so similar, I think I would be very happy drinking either one of these. Again, I don't drink a lot of Coors, so if I get them both like flip-flopped, I'd be comfortable drinking either one of those. But I'm pretty confident that number one is High Life and number four is Budweiser.
Of number four? I hope
that
one,
number
that glass
four
is too small.
I think so.
Huh?
I think so.
Let me give it another taste.
No, you can't because you have the can. I can't see the can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But So I think it's Miller, then Coors, then Busch, then Bud. I guess I probably shouldn't have said them out loud. I did text her, but...
I'll be totally honest. I haven't really been paying attention to anything you've been saying.
Okay,
I've been
perfect.
Racking my brain trying to figure out which one is which.
Perfect.
I think I know number one, and the other three pretty much taste the same to me.
Yeah, this
which
is...
Which one do you think is number one?
I'm not going to say.
You know, it's interesting because... So, why are we drinking these four...
Thank you.
...American lagers? We're doing it because they're the only four American lagers that appear on the list of the top 25 most consumed beers in America, or
mm-hmm.
something like that. Top 25 or 30, I don't remember exactly. So, I think to what Tim said, you know, these kind of taste the same. I think that's the point, right? I even looked up some of their statistics, like ABV and IBUs and stuff like that. They're pretty close to each other. You know?
Well, no doubt. I mean, they're all generally around 5%.
Yeah, they're actually Busch is like 4.2 or 4.3.
Is it that low? I thought it was 5.
No, it's lower.
That's what it said online. And then Budweiser is 5, and then the other two are sort of in the middle.
Well, I don't know. They're all good.
All right.
Number one's my least favorite.
I'm gonna submit my guess.
So don't say it. I guess wait till Ashley can read it off.
Yeah. Hold on.
This is a tough one.
So the one thing that was surprising to me is most times when we drink these beers, you're either drinking it out of a can or an amber bottle, other than High Life.
Yeah.
So you don't really notice the color. One thing that was surprising to me is actually like how clear, like not when I would say clear, I mean like colorless. Most of these are.
Yeah, you can see straight through them. I mean,
yeah.
it looks like water with just like a yellow food coloring drop in it.
And that's why people that drink craft beer say you're drinking water.
I submitted my guess.
Okay.
Marius?
I am writing it down right now.
All right, so Ashley, when he submits his answers, will you read off the three text messages that you've got? And then go to the final answer.
Yes.
Perfect. So my strategy here was rapid fire.
so that was on purpose. You were just thirsty or
No. I wanted it fresh in my brain. I didn't want to like just rack my brain over which one's which. I know what I think about each one, and I wanted to see if my preconceived notion was correct.
We also have to rank them.
Yes.
I didn't rank.
All right.
Them.
So
did you rank yours?
Oh, okay.
Well,
should we text Ashley that too?
I don't have Ashley's number, but I have it.
All right, so I'm just gonna write my rankings down. You know,
let's just say it. Let's just say that out loud.
Okay.
Before, I think it's kind of even funnier. I'll tell you mine. You want me to go first, or who wants to go?
Go ahead.
All right, 3, 2, 4, 1.
Three was your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna do 2, 1, 3, 4.
I'm going to do 2, 1, 4, 3.
So 3 was your least favorite, Tim?
Yes.
Right. So it's interesting now. Okay. I guess we shall see.
All right, Ashley, can you please read what the answers are. Oh, no, wait. We want to know what everybody guessed, right?
Correct. All right. So, Marius guessed that number one is High Life.
Easiest one that you could possibly guess.
Number two is Coors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number three is Busch.
Mm-hmm.
And four four is Budweiser.
So I can just tell you right now, I had the same exact four guesses.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
So, Tim had one as High Life, two as Busch, three as Coors, and four as Budweiser.
So I had two of them flipped from you guys.
So we're pretty much
the two middle ones, you had different.
I had all the three, actually. I had...
You said Budweiser
was
the last one.
Yeah. Did you also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. I had those the middle two split then.
It's interesting, as it warmed up a little bit in the glass, I feel like... I'm great, we didn't give it a ton of time, but they're small glasses. I felt like it... Four tasted more like kind of that sweetness.
Same, that's why I picked it.
But you rapid fired it, you know?
Well, I picked up on the subtle sweet, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I got that subtle taste bud,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you got that supreme taste bud.
And I will say, I think number three and number four were thicker than the other two. Like, they had more body, for sure.
All right, so what was... before she reads this answer, Tim, we obviously switched... two and three, which one we thought it was.
Yep.
Where did you rank number two and three?
I said two was my favorite.
So it's Coors, I think. I think it's going to be Coors. Actually, can you...
I have a feeling, you know, we're going to be way off. But
mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right. Drum roll, please. Jim and Marius got none right.
Yeah!
How?
Yeah!
And Tim got one right.
All right.
I
don't even believe that.
One?
I don't
was,
count the votes.
I don't believe that.
I love it.
One was Coors.
I don't believe
okay.
that.
Sorry, see that. Two was Busch.
Oh, I had Busch right.
I don't believe that.
I had Busch right.
Three was Budweiser, and four was Miller High Life.
Wow, four is High Life. That is crazy.
I think it's wrong. I actually fully believe that you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm right.
You better accept the results of this.
Dude, I love this. And you know what I'm really happy about, too, is that I said my favorite was Busch, and I guessed it right, and I went against you guys.
That is true. Yeah, Tim came through. He's right. I just mentioned this, but four being High Life, I am shocked. I'm shocked.
Which one is number one?
Number one was Coors.
It's my least favorite.
And three was High Life?
No, four was High Life.
Four was High Life.
Three was Budweiser.
So I said Budweiser was my least favorite.
I said Bud was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should start.
Second favorite was Busch.
Boy. Well, yeah, so I'm very happy because...
I actually still think you're wrong, though.
You know what I think? Honestly, I think what we should have done before we started this bet is... he has to bong all the leftover of the beer all mixed together.
No, because I'm going to drink them together.
No. There's left some left in the can.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the best.
That's what we should have done. Damn it.
Should have done it.
I actually think that the results are skewed because they're different sized cups.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. Well, you didn't pick up on that subtle aroma.
I actually still am having a hard time believing that number one isn't High Life.
Well, I will say...
look, she's got him just like that. High Life, number one.
She's got him turned around backwards, you ass.
Yeah, so I will say, I think, just from tasting, I feel like one and four tasted a little bit different than the others. And two and three tasted pretty similarly, is at least what I... And I think Tim, you would agree. You flip-flopped two and three, but, overall...
What did I say? Two, three, one, four? No. For my favorites.
Oh,
I said Busch. Fuck. I don't remember, but I know I said Busch was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, anyway, I think once again, you know, this experiment proves that you can't really tell them apart. And you know what's going to be funny? 2.5 years from now, Jim's going to be running his mouth again, and we're probably going to do this again.
I know.
Busch is still my favorite.
So I said two, one, four, three. Three being my least favorite. So you said that two and three taste very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I said that three was my least favorite, though. What was number three again?
Bud.
Yeah, right.
But you know what?
It's funny, though, is because you guys say that Busch and Bud taste the most similar, which makes perfect sense. They're both from Anheuser-Busch. And everyone says that it's like
I got that most clean taste that you guys were talking about.
From two?
From two and three. Two and three.
Yeah, well, those were my two. I said my favorite was 3, 2, 4, 1. So that was basically, I'm saying Budweiser's my favorite, Busch is my second favorite, and then High Life Coors.
Interesting.
So you liked High Life more than another beer?
Well, I don't drink Coors, so that doesn't... I mean, I drink more High Life than I drink Coors.
That's true, but you hate it.
So, guys...
High Life sucks.
Now that we've done this, how do you guys think the combo is going to taste?
Titties, dude.
How do you think?
Let's do it.
Who's doing it with me?
What, the bong?
Yeah.
No, I think that's all you, buddy boy.
Mm. That was empty.
What was number four?
Oops,
High Life. Pour a little High Life in here.
Ashley, do you have an opinion on this? Do you have a preference?
My only opinion is that I was right. Jim was wrong.
Nice.
You weren't right about anything.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's form them up for you in a random order and see if you get them all.
So,
I'm just the host.
Our friend Bart, who's been on the podcast before, he has a very unique thing that he does every time we do like a big beer taste. And he always combines all of the beers at the end of the night and he drinks them together. I don't know why he does it.
Yeah.
And his slogan is, the combo is titties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, I just poured all these beers together and this honestly tastes just like
all
these.
Come on.
Tastes like all the other ones.
Well, yeah, because they all taste
like right.
I just really want to say, I still think Ashley switched them up.
I did not.
She has integrity.
It's not about integrity, it's about a mistake.
Oh my gosh.
I still
be mad because you're wrong.
I still firmly believe that number three is Busch.
I'm honestly so happy that Jim got zero.
I honestly still think Busch is number three.
All right, Jim. All right.
And
Bud.
All right, Jim.
Do you have an empty glass?
No.
All right. What you're drinking right now, drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Drink it all.
Well, that apparently is Busch, so.
Yeah, just drink it up.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then when you have that. You have that empty glass. You can pour some more Busch in that glass, and then you can tell and see if the remaining Busch in your original glass is the same or not.
Want the can?
Yeah, give me that.
No, I want some of that.
I got this taste. This taste is burned into my memory right now.
Okay. Not the same.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
Now do it with High Life.
So that's integrity right
do
there.
Do it with
admitting
High
that you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Saying Ashley's wrong.
After bitching for 5-10 minutes here.
Do it with High Life. Well, which one did you say was your favorite?
I said Budweiser was my favorite. And Busch was my second favorite.
There you go, man.
You're a Budweiser guy.
You got to start drinking Bud.
Well, it's a little bit more money, so you know I'm a cheap ass.
Dude, you got that Kush job. I don't want to hear about it.
Dude, I got the least cushy job out of all four of you guys in this
Here
room.
We go.
Out of all four, right? I like how Ashley's being drugged into this.
She's into it now.
This isn't the first time.
Yeah. She's involved in the cushy talk, you know?
She is.
I mean, she actually might have the most cushy job.
She's the cush master.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
But no, realistically, though, Tim has the most cushy. So.
Okay.
They're the cushy couple, though, for sure.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, cush Jim. Up.
Yeah. So...
Did you learn anything from this experiment?
I learned that it is harder to identify them than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that does... I don't mean to put holes in the experiment.
Oh, sorry about that.
But I think that the glassware does make a difference because the snifter that we're drinking number one out of has an opening wide enough for your nose to fit in. And it has this funky smell, and I immediately thought, High Life.
Well, we all thought that was High Life.
And yeah, why?
I don't know. It has a taste, like...
It tastes different.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. It had something to it. It's tough to say, because I don't know exactly how old these beers are, so and how they've been stored or transported.
Sure.
We wanted to reduce the number of sort of variables by getting all cans, but who knows?
It's definitely harder than I would think. I still put Budweiser and Busch, the two Anheuser-Busch beers, in number one and number two in terms of my taste profile. Which I'm not surprised by. The only thing that I'm really surprised by is that I switched Bush and Bud. But I guess that's my biggest surprise.
The best part is, so Jim wasn't there the last time when we did the green beer, and he talked so much shit that we got none of them right. Like, he ran his mouth for so long.
You guys had five beers instead of
four. You had four. It's easier for you.
No.
And you got none of them.
No, it's easier with five because you have more opportunities to guess which one.
No, there's more combinations.
I don't know if that's how the math works out.
So if we have 100 beers, and I say, you got to pick all 100 of them, you think there's a better chance that you get one?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
No.
Absolutely,
I think
yes.
It's way more likely that you get zero right with 100 beers. You have a 25% chance, basically, of getting one of them right.
That's not true.
Basically.
I don't think that's how that works in statistics.
I think Tim's right.
I never took statistics, so I don't know. But
that's fair.
I think you guys are wrong, though.
I don't think so, man.
That's fair. You think we're wrong a lot, and I think that kind of goes with the narrative. I think this is a good segment, you know? Jim's the heel, and then we're trying to tell him that, you know, he's wrong, but, you know.
Mm. He's just a ding-dong, though.
Yeah, he's not going to change. You know?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's what makes this triangle fun, you know?
Right, right.
What's the triangle?
You, me, and Jim. Me and Tim.
Who's the top of that triangle?
There is no top.
Oh, just like an ever-rotating triangle.
Yeah, it's on a piece of paper flat on the on the desk.
Right. You're looking down on it.
Right. Yeah, it's just, you know, left, right.
It's just three arms of of beer drinking. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Well, Ashley, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That was really nice of you.
Of course.
And
call me back up when Jim has to bong a beer.
All right.
Ooh.
Now I'm doing that as soon as you
go
downstairs.
I'd like to watch that.
Ashley, you should pour the beer in the front one.
Pour it right now.
Okay.
I gotta wash the bong out.
Oh my god.
Well, we didn't know.
We'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
What beer is it?
I don't know, whatever you want.
It should be a mix.
I didn't even like perceive in my head that this was an option that I would lose.
Dude, it's just one fucking beer.
No,
dude.
I understand. But I didn't bring a beer to bong or anything.
I got a Bush with your name on it. How about that?
Perfect. How about a Budweiser?
I know. I do not have a Budweiser.
Okay.
Does Jim have to do it because he got all of them wrong?
Yes.
Marius got all of them wrong, too.
Well, the bet was... So
you got to do one with me.
No. Marius bet Jim he would get zero right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if he got even one right, then Marius would have had to bong.
That's right.
Ooh.
But he got zero.
Double whammy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun. And... we have a fun segment coming up next.
Yeah.
What's next?
The movies.
Oh, nice.
And homebrews.
Yeah, right.
Movies and homebrews.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Sure.
All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Maybe.
Hell yeah.
What's happening?
We're back. Jim is pouring the beer into the bong.
That's right. Selected a Bush.
Yeah.
Not a Budweiser.
Yeah, even though it's not his favorite. He thinks it's
trash.
I looked
for Budweiser, Tim, in your fridge. There was none.
Yeah, I don't drink that. That's the one I said.
I thought you said there was Budweiser.
No, I
didn't. That's what I was looking for.
I did not say that.
Ashley said, we got Bush.
Yeah.
I'll take the Bush.
I said Budweiser was my least favorite, so there's a reason that's not in my fridge.
This is going to be very satisfying for me to watch, just because Jim's been running his mouth. So it's good. It's also good he's owning up to it. And good luck, Jim.
Yeah, give me just a second. I did pour it like a dick, and then there's a lot of foam in here. So, it took me a long time to fucking wash this thing out. It was full of dog hair and dirt and dust.
Any turds? Like
I
rat
didn't
turds
see any
or something?
Turds, but I washed the mouth holes pretty good because it's been sitting in the corner for quite a while. And then after I washed it, I put my fingers inside like where the mouth hole is, and I just got a bunch of dog hair come out of it. So there's no promises that I'm not going to have dog hair in my mouth after this.
Hell yeah. So for those that are newer to the podcast, this is how our podcast started. We were Dudes Ripping Brews, well, we still are, and we ripped brews and we reviewed them based on the taste from a beer bong. And our beer bong has a name. We didn't name it. It's called the Fatal Inebriator.
It was inherited by our group.
It was inherited. The reason why it is called that is because it's about a 3-foot tube, and it's a full inch in diameter.
Yeah,
it's a gigantic tube.
It's like one of those braided hoses that's used for like pool cleaning.
Yeah, like a pool like a pool pump. Yeah,
yeah, it's a big ass tube. I mean, it's, you know, it's a mouthful to get it into your mouth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Marius, yeah.
That's what she said.
All right, yeah, you said what I was going to say, Tim. But yeah, it this hose is so long and thick that it holds 3 beers.
I mean, oh, easy.
It's girthy.
All right, go ahead and...
I haven't done this in a while, actual bonging, because usually I was always shotgunning, so I'm a little nervous about this.
Nah, it's way easier. It's nice, yeah. You're fine.
It's nice. It's got...
No, don't do it like that. Don't do it like that.
How do you do it? Just put your mouth around it?
No, no, God, no. God, no.
End up all
You'll drown.
End up in my lungs.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah.
Oh, there he goes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's keep going, nice. Keep going, let's keep go. Going, ooh, keep ooh, going, yeah. Keep going. All right.
Ooh, I think he's done
not
it.
Bad, not he's bad.
Nice, okay. Well, Jim, how was it?
Ooh! Delicious, because it was Bush.
Mm. All right, are you satisfied, Marius? Is the bet complete?
This is great, yeah.
Okay.
I owned up to it, I like it. And, you know, it wasn't so bad for you either. You got to drink some more Bush.
So yeah. Free Bush, because it was
free
my...
Free Bush. Yeah. Nothing better than a free Bush.
Right, you guys want to drink some homebrew?
Hell yeah.
Well, this is a kind of a homebrew podcast, so...
Yeah, we'll talk a little
bit. We should probably drink some.
I got a homebrew passing around right now, and I don't think we've had this one on the podcast before. It's a beer I brewed a little bit ago, and I'm just kind of aging it to see how it changes. And that's because this is a pale ale that I made, but it's fermented 100% with bread.
Oh, 100%.
100%, yeah. There's no normal yeast in here. It's just Brett.
Yeah, so yeah. To people who are newer to brewing, do you want to talk about Brett?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so when you make beer, you ferment it with beer yeast, usually. And beer yeast generally is either ale yeast or lager yeast, and it's one of those two. Now, when you get into more funky brewing, right, or farmhouse-style beers, there's other yeasts like Brettanomyces, which can also ferment beer, but it'll give you way different flavors. It's not as clean as normal beer yeast. It can throw off a lot of different flavors. And most traditionally, it's pitched alongside with normal ale yeast, or lager yeast, I guess. Beer yeast, I should say. And sometimes there's even lacto and PDO thrown in. You know, a lot of farmhouse styles are a big combination of all these different things. But this specific one that we're drinking was fermented with only Brettanomyces, Brett C. And I did it because I've never worked with Brett, so it was just kind of a cool experiment. But I feel like a lot of the things I've heard about Brett, a lot of the misconceptions have been wrong, essentially. So, you know, this fermented in like 3 weeks, right?
Which, how long is it typically?
Well, that's the thing. Not a lot of people brew with just Brettanomyces. So, when you make a mixed fermentation beer where you add traditional beer yeast and maybe some lactobacillus and then some Brett as well, it'll take a while. It'll take a few months. A
couple months, right.
Yeah. Even longer sometimes. But just Brett works a little slower than normal beer yeast, but not that much slower.
Did you taste this?
Not yet.
That's weird.
I've tasted this before, but I don't know. I haven't tasted it in about a month.
So I remember tasting this when you first made it. This, to me, tastes very oxidized.
Mm, okay.
I don't know if that is Brett that I'm picking up on it, but honestly, it tastes like I'm eating a piece of cardboard.
Interesting, okay.
Are you getting that?
I don't taste cardboard in the sense that, like, when I think of beers that are super oxidized as cardboard, I'm not getting that. I'm definitely getting some weird, funky tastes.
Yeah.
I don't get cardboard, though.
Yeah, it's weird because before it tasted funky and also a little fruity and pineapple-y maybe.
Yeah.
But now it's just kind of, it's just like, it tastes like a little bit of a Band-Aid too.
Yeah,
I can see Band-Aid more than cardboard.
So that's the thing with Brett, you know, it changes over time.
Yeah, and you don't know exactly what you're getting.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, especially when you pitch with other things. This was just one strain of Brett, so I thought it'd be...
How did you age this? Was in the fridge?
Oh, nope, it was just in the basement.
Okay.
And then I put it in the fridge today before we drank it, but yeah, this is, it has changed, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't hate it. I can tell you that I don't hate it. I would definitely drink this. It's not something I'd seek out, but it's mm-hmm. weird and tasty.
I think it's gone downhill a little bit.
I don't really like this. I liked it last time I tried it. I thought it was really good and funky. I love funky beers.
Sure.
This, to me, just tastes like off flavors.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if it's oxidation that I'm picking up.
I mean, it could be if the seal isn't that good or just sitting around the bottle for a while.
I wish there was almost a second bottle to compare
it
to.
I have a second bottle.
He does have a second bottle. That have you had it in the fridge since I got
it? It's in the fridge, yep.
So maybe that's a little bit more preserved.
You want me to go grab it?
Maybe we crack that later.
I'll go grab it right now. I'm gonna hit pause really quick, okay?
Yeah, alright.
Okay.
And with the magic of editing, we have the beers in front of us. And I already poured them, so.
That's right.
Marius, first impressions of the second pour?
Yeah, I think I'm getting... So the second pour is a beer, the same beer, but Tim's had it in his possession for, I don't know, about a month or so.
Yeah.
And it's been in the fridge. I think I get a little bit of fruit in the aroma. All
right. I haven't rinsed my mouth or anything, but this tastes wildly different to me.
You think so?
I actually think they do, too. But it might be a temperature difference.
I don't know if it's that... I mean, it's not the same, obviously, but it's...
I think it even smells different.
Yeah, I like the one that Tim just poured better.
Dude, this is honestly miles different.
Hmm.
To me.
It's definitely not mild.
I'm dead serious. The other one tastes like straight oxidation to me. This one actually tastes like there's some flavors going on that aren't off flavors.
Right. I think you get a few more fruity flavors in this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which kind of leads me to believe that putting a bottle in the fridge kind of helped preserve it by inhibiting the activity of the Brett in there.
That's a great point. And I think because... I tasted this a couple more times, the second one, and I'm still picking up some of those oxidated flavors, I think, but they're way, like, premature, I think.
Yeah.
And you said that you stored yours in the basement, and I think, and honestly, I could be insane, I could be talking out of my ass, I think that second one, the warmer temperatures accelerated that oxidation.
Sure, I mean, almost all chemical reactions are accelerated when it's hotter, right? I mean, Jen, would you agree with that, or am I talking out of my ass here?
I'm too drunk to know, but
you're the chemist.
Like some reactions are exothermic and some are endothermic, so some of them take in heat, some of them give off heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but definitely some of them are, I don't know about the speed, you know.
Yeah, so another thing is, so Brett is kind of weird because normal beer yeast kind of eats sugar and poops out alcohol, right? Yeah, just like that. If you listen to it closely, you can hear that sound. Brett, however, also eats sugar and poops out alcohol, but then it also, like, eats the alcohol and then poops out some other weird shit, and then he eats that weird shit and poops out some other shit. So it just keeps going forever.
Dude. The thing poops
like
a lot.
Incest of poop, you know?
Yeah,
right.
It's just a vicious cycle. It just poops and eats, poops and eats, you know? So what does that mean? Right now, that first beer tastes kind of weird, right? Band-Aid-y and stuff like that. But maybe in another 3 months, it'll taste a little different.
Very true.
So
that's what's awesome about funky beers.
Yeah. So I still have about 6 bottles, and
I want one.
We're gonna.
No, let them sit.
We're gonna taste them like as they go, and we'll see.
I would love to taste that thing in another 3 months, and then another 3 months,
right.
And then another 3 months.
Let's do it. Experiment.
Right. And I want to wrap this up, but if you guys want to, you certainly can brew your own beers with Brett. You don't necessarily need to get new equipment, although if you're fermenting in plastic, you probably want to get separate equipment. But Brett...
Why though? What, like, I know, but for the audience...
Sure, so Brett makes these kind of weird flavors, funky flavors, and if Brett hangs around, and you put another beer in there and you want it to be a clean beer, then, you know, it'll be funky, so... You don't want that, but it's Brett is pretty easy to kill, so don't be too scared of Brett.
Are you nervous, like, if you've cleaned a plastic bucket and you maybe have a microscopic cut, you got some
right.
sort of like Brettanomyces hanging out
right.
inside that little cut, and you didn't kill it, so then next time you brew a beer,
right.
there's some little tiny Brettanomyces hanging out in there, and then next time you brew a beer, it just proliferates. That's
over,
a thought, right?
Over time, like that bread, if it you know, has time to work, it'll kind of do its thing. But the risk is pretty low, and especially if you have a stainless steel or a glass fermenter, you probably don't need to worry
right.
about it. You can use it for your clean.
I'm still nervous.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've always been nervous. It's been like pounded into my head.
Yeah.
You need second everything. And it's like, I'm scared to even use the shit.
I feel like if you do a good, like, cleaning, not just with soap and water, maybe even, like, a high pH caustic cleaning.
Yeah, PBW.
Yeah, exactly.
For that stuff.
You know, I think you're fine.
So,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
You brewed a lager here.
Yeah,
we just poured.
Yeah. So this, I know, maybe not the listeners, but at least two of you guys know that I have this, like, love for Corona. I don't know what it is. I just, especially in the summertime, we just talked about this earlier, but I love Busch.
Mm-hmm.
But as like a more highbrow type of yellow beer, I love Corona, especially with a lime, but I don't need a lime. I mean, I love it without it. So I've never brewed a lager before, but I brewed my first lager. I guess I brewed it over the like late summer, so a couple months ago. I brewed a beer and made a Mexican lager and used fresh lemon juice and fresh lemon zest to try to give it that flavor of having a fresh lime inside of a Corona, and that was my target. So again, I've never brewed a lager, but the problem is you hear a lot of people talk about lagers. You got to brew them cold. I don't have that ability, so I basically brewed a what most people could call it warm, basically just on my basement floor, 60
yeah.
degrees, and usually they call for like more like 50 degrees, so this is 60, so I'm very curious to see how this turns out. When I could tell you when I first brewed it, I didn't care for it, but it's been a couple of months now sitting in my basement, and I just kind of wanted to get you guys' feedback on it.
I think my feedback is the same as when I've had it the first time. Push it to when you brewed it, and it's great.
You like it?
Yep.
Don't
so,
anything wrong with it?
Nothing wrong with it. Actually, I would say go maybe a little bit lighter on the lime or lemon flavor, but that's it.
My only... All right, I will start this review by saying I also think it's great. This is delicious, and if I close my eyes, this tastes very similar to a Corona with a lime.
Yeah.
My only criticism of it, and it's very slight, is that it's not crystal clear.
And that
is only like if this was an ale, this would be beautiful.
Actually,
it's pretty cloudy.
Yeah,
that's actually quite. I actually didn't look at that.
Yeah.
You're right. That's actually very cloudy. That's surprising because it's been sitting in the fridge for a while.
Well,
right?
It's actually been sitting in my basement.
Okay.
Like basically for the last, I don't know exactly when I brewed it. I'm gonna say it was 3 to 4 months ago I brewed it. It's been sitting in my basement, and then I stuck it in my fridge just a couple of days ago.
Okay, well, why don't you take a couple bottles, put them in the fridge for about a week, okay, and then you'll still start seeing some clarity.
This has been in my fridge for at least 1 week. I would say at least a week it's been in my fridge. It's not been like one day. It's been at least a week, but not longer than that.
So my criticism is, I mean, like it's slight, and it only matters if you're entering this into a competition. Otherwise, this is a really good beer. Like it's really drinkable. I would love to pound a bunch of these, like, especially on a hot day. My only criticism is that it's not clear, which is, it's kind of stupid, you know.
But, yeah, no, I hope everybody listening will learn that you can make a pretty damn good lager if you don't ferment it at lager temperatures.
Yeah, and again, so my basement pretty much year round, if I put it on the floor, is 60 degrees. I mean, it, almost year round, 60. So knowing that is a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, if I'm brewing a beer, it's going to be 60. If I want it to be a warmer ferment, I put it upstairs.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
But I don't have, I could invest in a refrigerator or whatever. Like I know you have one that's temperature regulated so you could brew a lager. But this is 60 degrees, and
so
my biggest concern was that I'd have off flavors because it was hotter temp.
No, I don't taste any off flavors.
I mean zero.
It's very clean.
And do you guys think that might be hidden by all the lime that I put in it?
I don't know.
I don't taste an overpowering lime. Like, I taste the lime, but I'm not getting, like, punch-in-the-face lime, which you guys may disagree with.
Well,
but
I don't disagree. I can taste the lime, and I can say, hey, there's lime in this, or lemon, or whatever. I like my Mexican lagers with lime to be like, is there lime in this? You know, I want a little mystery. Okay, and then that's why I said, like, it could use a little less, but yeah, it's not overpowering.
So maybe just do the zest instead of the juice and the zest.
So I was actually, so again, I brewed this 3 to 4 months ago. I was really surprised that lime flavor hung on this long. I thought it
me
might
too.
Fade a little bit, and it hasn't,
me
which
too.
Is actually, to me, actually very surprising.
Great point, Jim, because that's what I was looking for as well, because I've had this a little bit earlier too, and there was that lime flavor, but it's still coming through. Very interesting.
I think it tastes better now than it did when I first brewed it, or even like a couple weeks after I brewed it.
That's awesome.
It's definitely interesting. I actually would like to try this same exact recipe again, and try to do it without the lime, and then basically squeeze fresh lime in as I crack it, like you would do with a Corona, and see how
it tastes, and
see what the clarity looks like.
And also, what I would do is put all the bottles in the fridge as soon as they're carbonated, and just let them sit for a month.
Well,
so Jim, that's
get a mini fridge.
Yeah, and that's the point. I don't have a mini fridge. I don't have a secondary fridge. So I'm competing fridge space with groceries and anything else that my girlfriend wants to. Excuse me, put in the fridge and...
Right, which is probably like 80% of the people listening to this struggle too, you know?
Plus, I got a lot of mustard and condiments and shit
Yeah, but the act of you putting the beer in the fridge, that is lagering. That is what it is. It's cold storage. That's all that lagering means. So, if you have room for a few bottles and you can put them in there for a month, then it'll taste pretty damn crisp.
Well, I guess my version of the lagering is just putting it on my 60-degree floor in the basement.
Right.
And yes, it's not as cold as, you know, like ideal, but that's my version of lagering. And I think it's a great experiment for homebrewers because, again, it's just, I brewed it at 60 degrees or at least fermented at 60 degrees, and it's been sitting in that same 60-degree area since it was brewed. You know, and I haven't developed a ton of off flavors, as you guys say anyway.
It's an excellent beer. And so I think kind of the takeaway from tonight, from this segment, is like, go out of your comfort zone, you know, experiment a little bit. Put some Brett in some shit, you know. Or if you want to do warm lagers, try it, you know. You probably won't get an awful beer. You'll probably get a pretty damn good beer. And Jim did.
Which is weird for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way outside your comfort zone.
Well, it's outside of my brewing comfort zone. It's not outside of my taste zone, you know, because I love Corona.
Right.
I love Mexican lagers. So, I mean, that was why I really wanted to try it, was just because I have this weird love for Corona. And you guys like to make fun of me for it, but I love Corona. So, I don't know. I liked it. I think it was fun, and I would definitely do it again.
Cool. Well, we do have one last quick segment.
That's right. We're going to do something a little bit new here to the podcast.
And so the reason why this is coming up is because I feel like every time we see Jim, not on the podcast, just when we're hanging out, he always asks me and Marius together, hey, did you guys see this movie? And it's always like some movie that like you've literally never even fucking heard about.
Right, very obscure.
Yeah.
And it's not that obscure. It's just usually they're like weird movies.
Usually they're very obscure.
That's totally false.
I've never even heard of any of these movies that you recommend.
It's not true. I'm going to tell you one movie right now.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Okay.
So, we decided that we're going to make Jim, for the coming podcast, I don't know how many, or if it's a permanent thing, tell us about his weird-ass movies that he watches.
That's right.
Tell us, like, a synopsis of the show, or of the movie, and then me and Marius are going to go watch it, and we're going to review it on our own, and we're going to compare our ratings to Jim's.
Mm-hmm. Right, so Jim selects one movie, right? A weird movie, I would expect.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us a little bit about it in a mm-hmm. second. Then Tim and I are going to watch it in the next podcast. We're going to tell you guys
how insane Jim is.
Yeah, how good that movie really is.
Yeah, right.
All right, great.
Because, yeah, some of these movies are... Yeah.
Anyway. Well, they're not that. The thing is, you guys see them as obscure. I don't. The one I'm going to talk about tonight. Okay. So we talked a little bit about this over the last week or so as we were brainstorming ideas for this podcast.
Yeah.
I came up. Literally before we talked about this podcast, which was about a week ago, I literally just watched this really, really weird movie, and I really wanted to talk about it. But it's not a new movie. And it's not something that's that obscure. It's just really weird.
Okay.
So I think that's part of the explanation is that it doesn't have to be obscure. It just has to be weird. Okay?
That's fair. Yes, it has to be weird. And usually weird and obscure go hand in hand. But I want to hear what you have to recommend for us.
And to be fair, so this movie, again, is not obscure. It's just weird. And I hope that all of them that I recommend in the future are weird. It's just hard to, like, look up Google, like, what's a weird movie to watch. But anyway.
Well, the weird thing is, I don't think you're actually doing that.
I'm not. No,
you're
I'm
just
not.
Scrolling through Netflix
yeah.
and
yeah. Okay, so,
find
all right.
a movie.
So I've had a movie on my Netflix queue for a while. And truthfully, a lot of the movies that are on my Netflix queue have been on there for a long time. Yeah. And then you just have to, like, almost build up the boredom or courage
exactly.
to, like, yeah. actually watch one of them. Yeah. I probably have 100 movies on there.
Great point.
You know, and eventually it's like, well, if I'm going to take any of these off, I have to actually watch them. So why keep adding them? So anyway, one of them that was on there for a long time was... Being John Malkovich.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, nice. Okay.
Didn't that come out in like the 90s?
Came out, I think it was in 99. No, I think it was 99.
Okay.
I think this movie came out. So, Marius isn't far off, but it came out, I'm almost confident, it's 99.
All right, so I'm already going to stop you because I will agree with you that this is not that like obscure of a movie. I remember when that came out.
Yeah.
Never saw it though, obviously.
And it was also kind of like a thing when it came out. It wasn't like obscure. It was just people talked about it and it was mm-hmm. it was something, at least in terms of consciousness, people knew what it was. It's not an obscure movie. It's just weird, okay?
Yeah.
So, I watched this movie last week. I'm just going to tell you off the bat what my review is. In terms of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this a 9 wolves out of 10.
9 out of 10?
Very, very highly reviewed, like right off the bat. Wow, okay.
I'm going 9 out of 10. I absolutely loved this movie.
Wow, okay.
I think it was highly rated. Okay, I don't know. I didn't look up like reviews or percentages on Rotten Tomatoes or anything like that. But... it's really weird.
Also, Marius, don't look it up before.
Yeah,
don't look up
don't.
Reviews.
Sorry. Yeah, please don't. I never did. I just want to see what you guys think about
it. That's fair. I actually have seen the movie.
Oh, you have?
Well,
but,
I want you to watch it again.
But I was high.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly,
that might change your
There's just one scene I remember. I feel like he's going through a wormhole or something.
Uh-huh.
And that I literally don't know what the movie is about, except John Malkovich, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's like a little wormhole scene. And that's it. Or maybe there's more war movies.
Right.
I don't know.
So,
I'm going to watch it again.
I'm
going to
give you a high-level overview of what this movie's about. So, the beginning of the movie, and actually, like, 20 to 30 minutes in, I'm like, where the fuck is John Malkovich? He's not even in this movie, okay? So, John Cusack is the main character in this movie. Didn't know that before I started watching it, because I thought it was literally all John Malkovich.
Sure.
So, Cusack, he's working, he starts working at this office, and the office building is only like 4 feet tall, so he has to walk with like a hunchback throughout this entire office, and it's hilarious watching this.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't remember this.
So, as he's doing his work, he's all hunched over, and he's, like, trying to sort files and stuff. And he drops a file behind a filing cabinet. And so, to get the file back, he takes the dolly, and he moves the filing cabinet back, and he finds this trap door. And when he opens the trap door, he starts crawling through it. And it's a very short door. So, he starts crawling through it, and when he gets to the end, he finds out that he's in the actor John Malkovich's brain.
Nice, okay.
And
so it's like Freaky Friday.
Yeah, well, not exactly. So he can only stay in John Malkovich's brain for 15 minutes.
Okay.
So he explores that brain for 15 minutes, and then eventually he finds a method where he can exploit this and sell this as, like...
Like, basically,
joyride for people to go... I'm going to sell this for 15 minutes.
Like a Westworld type of thing.
Like, I'm going to sell this to you for $200. I could sell you 15 minutes in John Malkovich's brain. And, you know, it gets really interesting from there. I don't really want to ruin
it. Don't say any more.
Yeah, I really don't want to ruin it because I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It was the first time I watched it, and I loved it. There's so many great scenes in it, and I really, really want to get your guys' input on it because we're great friends. Obviously, Tim's my twin brother. We usually agree on a lot of things, but Marius and I, we're great friends. We don't always agree on movies and politics and stuff like that, but as good friends... I feel like you'd agree on like good movies. Mm. And this is one I felt was great. And I can't wait to watch it again. I'm not going to watch it again immediately, but in maybe a year or two, I'm going to watch it again and probably love it all over again. I absolutely loved it. Would recommend it like thoroughly to everybody.
To everybody. Now,
yes.
Now, everybody that's listening, you heard what Jim said. Tune into the next podcast to hear what... if this movie's really good or not.
Yeah. How many hammer and sickles from Marius? How many camo stamps from Tim?
Yeah. Also, send us your ratings.
To be honest, if you have any other weird movies that you want us to watch, let us know. However, I will give that a caveat. If it's scary, I'm not watching it because I hate scary movies.
Hey, I love this, that this is Jim's segment. And he dictated no scary movies because I also fucking hate scary movies. So
because scary movies are weird. They're like, you can make anything weird and scary. Like give me something that's actually weird. Okay, a weird movie, I'll watch it. A scary weird movie, I have absolutely no interest in. So
If
you think of something weird that you've seen, let us know.
Yeah, we'll watch it and we'll tell you what we think.
I already have on deck. The next one you guys gotta watch.
Oh, yeah. All right. Don't say what it is, though.
Right. You got it in your queue, right?
I got it in the queue, and I already know 100% what some of our friends have said about this. I know you both have not seen this. I personally loved it. I'm gonna also give this.
No, don't say it. Next podcast.
I'll just say this. I'll give it a good rating. Give it a good rating. A friend of ours gave it a very poor rating. So that's the next one, okay? So the next one. I'm really excited for it because I loved it.
So is Being John Malkovich on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
cool.
On Netflix.
All right, cool.
Yeah, all the movies I'll recommend are on some type of streaming platform that we can watch. But this one is definitely on Netflix. I just watched it last week. All
right. Well, I'm looking forward to watching that movie.
I guess I am too.
You guys got to watch it soon because you're going to fucking love it.
All right. Well, we got like another week or so to watch it. So, anything else from you guys? Want to wrap it up?
I think that's it, man.
Wrap it up.
All right. Well, this is Dudes Rippin' Brews. Send us your weird movies at dudesrippinbrews@gmail.com.
Is that with apostrophe?
No. Dudes Rippin'.
With no G, right?
No G, okay. No apostrophe. Dudes Rippin' Brews at gmail.com.
Do we have that email address?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your personal email at Brewly?
Oh, I'm Tim at BrewlyBoys.com.
I'm Jim at BrewlyBoys.com.
And Marius is Marius at Marius.
There you go.
Marius at Marius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marius at BrewlyBoys.com.
Marius at MariusBoys.com.
Also, if you have any homebrew questions, send them to us. You know, we're happy to answer any questions you have.
We are a beer podcast. We love to talk about other stuff, too. And we're a homebrew podcast. So, you know, we try to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So send us topics. Send us questions. Send us beers to try.
Yeah. Give me your beer.
Hell yeah.
We definitely want to drink homebrews.
Yeah.
Not the shitty ones, though. Send us
all of them, and we'll give you honest feedback.
That's true. But realistically, we want to drink the good ones. But Tim's right.
All right. Well, until next time, we are Dudes Rippin' Brews. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you.
I love cats.